This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. It's the Owls week three of the season and we are broadcasting live from the Kane Wolves Den. Jimmy Kelts here from Kane, my statistician and spotter tonight, Cameron Snodgrass joining me in the press box, and my sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. And we, again, set for week three here tonight. As the Owls sit in 0-2 on the season, but that doesn't really tell the whole story. Last week, the Owls had their home opener against St. Mary's, and it was an explosive game offensively for the Owls, though they did come up short at the end. Really, the story of the end of that game is a roughing the passer penalty on a interception that got overturned, that got brought back after the penalty. But to wrap it up real quickly, in case you weren't able to join us on the broadcast last Friday, or if you haven't seen some of the stats since then, Elijah Fitton finishes the day with just shy of 360 yards passing. And then we have another 35-yard pass. Talon Reese goes 1-for-1 for 35 yards and a touchdown. So Wilmoth, Jared Wilmoth, has 100-plus yards, and Dalton Dixon just shy of 200 yards, 198 yards. Wilmoth with two receiving touchdowns, Dixon with one, the touchdown from Talon Reese. So the air raid offense that Coach Puglio has been trying to build towards, we saw it just kind of explode onto the field last week. Again, late in the fourth quarter, well, with the Owls down by three, Fitton grabs a interception around the 40, 35-yard line of their own territory and takes it back almost to the house, about the five-yard line. He gets brought down, and that is a game-changer for the Owls, down by three late in the fourth. That gets called back for the roughing the passer penalty. And that's when the game flips. St. Mary's keeps the ball with a first down. They eventually, I don't believe it's on the ensuing drive, but eventually they do find the end zone again and kind of puts the game away. But the Owls, I mean, the offense looked, it looked very different than what we have seen for the past, well, than what we've seen really ever. Almost 400 yards passing altogether is very different than the offense that we have seen, but extremely, extremely different than what we've seen the past 2 years, where the Owls have only found one win in the 2019 season. So here tonight in Kane, who has also had a bit of a rough start, their record is 1-1. The offense has been off to a bit of a slow start. The defense does have some issues, but they also capitalize when mistakes are made. They have six interceptions here through only two games so far this season. So the defense has some bright spots, but it also has some spots that the Owls might be able to exploit here, especially as the passing game comes alive. We've seen, we talked about it in mass after the first week, where Elijah Fitton kind of shows a lot of promise, but his favorite target was Dalton Dixon by a lot, so much so that it makes it pretty obvious that that's where the air game is going to come from. And then he also relied a lot on his feet. Well, last week, spread the ball around. He completed passes to several different receivers. I believe he had five different receivers, two of them, again, over 100 yards, one of them almost 200. And he also didn't even attempt a run or a scramble or a keeper in the first half at all. I believe he might have attempted one or two in the second half of the game. So a very different look. He also, the coaches show last week, we talked to Coach Puglio about trying to hit that 70% clip for completion rate. He was a little shy of that. He was closer to like 64%, but also you buy yourself some leeway when you throw for 360 yards. So, you know, 64, I believe, is going to be more than enough. He did finish with one interception, but that was very much in garbage time after St. Mary's had scored that final touchdown and Bradford was in the final minute or so of play and trying to scramble downfield. So before we get into the starting lineups for tonight, brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, we're going to talk to Coach Jeff Puglio about a lot of this stuff and about what we're going to see tonight, what manifested last week in the home opener at St. Mary's during the coaches show, the Owls coaches show with Jeff Puglio on WESB Sports.
Welcome to the Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio in front of week three, the Owls at Kane. Hey, Coach, thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, no problem.
Excited for tonight, especially coming off that that big game against St. Mary's. Obviously, it doesn't turn out the way we want to. We end up going 0-2, but a lot to build on. So let's start with the obvious stuff. Between Elijah Fitton's monster game, and if you throw in the one-for-one with 35 yards and a touchdown pass from Taylen Reese there, we're looking at, I think, just shy of 400 yards passing. Is this what we've been building towards with the air raid offense?
Yeah, we're starting to get the ball downfield, which we're liking. The yards are there. The production's there. Still struggling in the red zone. I think a couple possessions go a different way in the red zone. You're looking at a completely different game.
Yeah, that and the obviously the roughing the passer call at the end there on the interception, I think probably changed the way the rest of that fourth quarter plays out. I mean, obviously, it's an interception that gets called back. But with Fitton and the big game, 360-some yards passing, don't have it in front of me. But he also was spreading the ball around, and that's what you said you were looking for.
Yeah, he ran the offense exactly how we want it run. His completion percentage was up. He was sitting in the backside of the backfield. Distributing the ball, really exactly what you want to see, especially with the air raid. It's all about getting the ball to where the defense is going to give you openings. And he saw the field really well last week, and we're hoping for a repeat.
Yeah, I think he also went maybe the entire first half without even attempting a run. So almost like he went out there with something to prove, just throwing the ball, spreading it around a little bit, which did, as you mentioned again, open things up for Dalton Dixon and didn't restrict him at all. He actually had almost 200 yards receiving. So again, something great to build off of. And it's got to feel good when these plans are starting to come together with the new offense. The new defense also looked improved, like four takeaways on the night. So that's really nice as well. Kane, on the other hand, who we're going to see tonight, their offense has been off to a bit of a slow start on the season. They are 1-1. But Harley Morris is the quarterback this year. Is this our first look at him as quarterback?
Yeah, so they graduated Zook Smith from last year. He was a really talented player. Harley played a little bit of different roles for them. So he's an athlete. You know, we've been watching him on film. He'll try to extend the pocket, try to flush the pocket, make things happen. Try to set things up with his feet to get the ball downfield. So, you know, records can be deceiving. Now, they ran in kind of a buzzsaw last week with Bridgeway, but we're expecting a very physical effort from Kane.
Okay, and the defense has seen some issues as well, giving up some points, but they have a lot of takeaways as well. They have like 6 interceptions on the season. So another thing to keep an eye on there. Is there any major changes in personnel this week? Anything on the offensive line? I know that we had a couple injuries. Obviously, Sean Pitts went down with the injury. We wish him well. And Ashton Smith also dealing with something?
Yeah, there's going to be some shakeups tonight. Now, last week we were dealing with COVID issues. We lost 6 guys right before the game, actually, on Friday. So, as things look right now, we should be getting pretty much everybody back. So, minus the injuries, we're hoping to be at full strength, but, you know, anything can happen. But it's always the next man up mentality. So if an opportunity presents itself for you, you get in there and do what you can do and prove that you deserve to be out there. So we're looking at that and just trying to get the right combination. I think we're getting closer, starting to mesh and starting to gel, and we're excited about the opportunity tonight.
Yeah, should be an exciting game. The Owls, week 3 at Kane tonight, coming off a big kind of a prove-it game against St. Mary's. Again, didn't come away with the win, but played excellent. We're excited to see it coming together, Coach. So thanks for joining me today. Can't wait to see him out there tonight.
Thanks. Let's go, Owls.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Bradford Owls football on WESP Sports. That was the Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio. One of the things that I didn't mention going into the show was what we talked about there with the personnel changes and the injuries. We obviously did see Sean Pitts last week go down with a pretty serious injury to the leg. That was the injury that we had to pause for, that we were waiting for the EMTs to come out to take the field there. Obviously, best wishes, and we hope for a quick recovery for Sean Pitts. We also will be looking at A few guys that are coming back to the lineup tonight, particularly Lucas Laktash, who Lucas Laktash started at wide receiver in the first week. And again, that week, if you think back, was kind of, you know, Dalton Dixon was getting a lot of looks and it didn't go a lot of other places. The ball didn't fly around very much in week one. Now, week two, Laktash was out and that's when the ball got spread around. So we're very excited to see Laktash back in the mix here again tonight, with maybe the ball being spread around like it did last week. But that doesn't mean Troy Atkins is going to sit. He's actually going to start in place of Sean Pitts. We're going to take a quick one-minute break, and we'll come back with the starting lineups after we pause here for the national anthem from the Kane Wolves Den, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilkes Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service & Collision, and Kanjurski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Let's go Owls from Toji Substation, where cash is king. Get 10% off everything when you pay with cash at Toji Substation. For over 40 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls, and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji Substation, 40 years of great food, fast service, family fun, and now 10% off everything when you pay with cash. Cash is king at Toji Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
So back to the Wolves Den here as we ready for week three of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We've gotten through the pregame, we've gotten through the coach's show with Jeff Puglio, and we talked a little bit about the personnel tonight. So let's get right into the starting lineups brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Of course, starting at quarterback again tonight, Elijah Fitton. He has earned the job. We talked to Puglio week one, earned the job in the offseason due to his sheer commitment, really, and him showing up for every practice, for every event that they had, and really just trying to jump into that role as it was kind of open, kind of a competition there. And Fitton now, fast forward to week three, has proved that he is ready for this position. In the backfield, we will have A.J. Gleason. At wide receiver, of course, Dalton, who has accumulated over 300 yards in the first 2 weeks here of football. We have Lucas Laktash back in the lineup after missing last week. Troy Atkins also back in the lineup. Now he started last week for Laktash. Now he's starting this week for Sean Pitts after the injury at home against St. Mary's. We'll have Wilmoth at the other wide receiver spot, who had an excellent game last week. He was actually the Owls Model T MVP of the week with 100 yards receiving, two touchdowns, a fumble recovery, and an interception. So two takeaways and two touchdowns, doing it on both sides of the field. On the offensive line, left tackle Mike Gow, left guard Harry Morisseau, center Alex Gangloff, right guard Vince Adata, and right tackle Nolan Gonzalez. On the defensive line, we will have at the end Chris Rodriguez and Nolan Gonzalez. Defensive tackle, Alex Gangloff and Harry Morisseau. The middle linebackers will be Elijah Fitton and A.J. Gleason in place of Ashton Smith. And outside linebackers, Dalton Dixon and Brett Thompson. The cornerbacks will be Caleb Shenfield and Jared Wilmoth. And our free safety tonight, Troy Atkins, roaming in the backfield and looking for some interceptions. The Owls have elected to receive first after the toss here tonight. The captains shake hands and go back to their sidelines. The Owls are in their away uniforms, the black pants, the white jerseys, and the black helmets. And the Kane Wolves are in their all-blue homes with white helmets. We are almost ready to get underway as the officials meet at midfield here and break towards the sidelines, and the Owls receiving unit works its way out into the field. So it looks like going deep, we have Dalton Dixon and Elijah Fitton as they line up at about the 14-yard line and await the opening kickoff from the Kane Wolves for week three of Bradford Owls football. So the Kane Wolves will be kicking off from right to left, and the Owls will be working from left to right on your radio. Whistle blows, and the kick is up. It's going to be caught by Dixon at about the 14-yard line, across the 25, and waiting blocks. He found a couple, gets inside the 30, and he's going to get to about the 33, 34-yard line. So a nice little return there. Gets him about, gets him almost 20, right around 20 yards on the reception at the 34-yard line. So Elijah Fitton and the Owls offense will take the field for the first time tonight, looking to come out and jump ahead quickly. Fitton has three receivers on the left, one on the right, and one man in the backfield working out of a shotgun. Takes the snap, surveys the field, and throws it to his back for a short pass, and it's going to be good for a first down. He gets to half field and goes out of bounds in Kane territory. So that's going to work out to be a 16-yard pass to A.J. Gleason, getting a nice start there. So Fitton starts off one for one. The official pass play opens things up here, though it's a short screen pass to the halfback. Fitton looking for first and 10 from midfield. Drops back. The pocket collapses. He's scrambling out to his right, and he's going to keep it for about a 7-yard gain. There's a flag on a what we believe is going to be a late hit as he goes out of bounds and then gets hit after he steps out. So it's a 9-yard gain, but we're still awaiting the penalty. And it is. It's an unnecessary roughness call on Kane, which after the 9-yard run will move the chains for Bradford. And we'll see the penalty will take them to the 26-yard line. So after the 9-yard gain, got them to the 41. They get 15 yards here. First and 10 from the 26. Three receivers line up on the left, two receivers on the right, and Fitton is by himself in the backfield. Takes the snap, drops back, looking to the left, and he's going to air it out. He's got a man there, Dalton Dixon. Is it a caught? It is for a Bradford Owls touchdown, and they take an early lead. It's not Dalton Dixon. It's Lucas Laktash. So it's actually Lucas Laktash that gets the first strike. So Fitton to Laktash for a 26-yarder. So Laktash in his first look back from coming back from COVID. Abinuzo's kick is blocked, and that'll kill the play as the Owls take an early 6-0 lead. Haven't even taken 3 minutes off the clock yet. 11:15 left in the first quarter. We'll be back. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
So we're back. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports after the Owls score on the opening drive in 3 minutes and 45 seconds, or 2 minutes and 45 seconds, rather. Four plays and a penalty is all it took to go 65 yards there for the touchdown. The point after attempt is no good, and that makes it 6-0. Bradford Owls have their first lead of the season, I believe. So here against the Kane Wolves. Now they'll kick off and see if they can come up with a stop. Abinuzo with the kick goes to about the 15-yard line. Nice kick from Nuzo. And here's the return. He gets tripped up at the 20 and falls forward. It's Ricky Sambonia. He'll get to about the, depending on the spot. Looks like they've spotted it at the 24. Might be a bit shy of that, closer to the 23, 22. So starting at the 23-yard line are the Kane Wolves on first and 10. And the Wolves will start off in an I formation. And it's a running play right up the gut there. And it gets about It's like maybe a 5 yard gain. And Fitton makes the tackle. Yeah, after a 5 yard gain. So Zampogna on the first play of the game there for Kane gets him 5 yards. Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is live, and the Owls just made a winner out of Justin Donald French. Justin Donald French wins the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant after the Owls touchdown. Here is the second and six. Ricky Zampogna again right up the middle. And it's going to be real close to the first down marker, but it looks like they are moving the chains. So including the kickoff here, we've seen Zampogna. Kick return and two handoffs. First and 10 for Kane, though it's worked so far. They've gotten to the 34-yard line, 33-yard line. Still working out of the I formation. We've got one wide receiver far on each side and two backs in the backfield. It's another handoff to Zampogna up the middle, and this time the Owls stop it after maybe a short yard. Looks like he got just back to the line of scrimmage, and they'll give him a yard there. So it'll be second down at about 8 or 9 yards. Zampogna has another short run and possibly setting up a play action here is Harley Morris, the starting quarterback of Kane. And there it is, the play action. So he's going to roll out to his left. He's got a man and it's caught. We'll see if it's enough for a first down. So Harley Morris completes his first pass thrown there. And it's going to be a first down for Kane. Shane Ackley was the receiver there who works out for the first down. You know, they're going to start at the 43-yard line. And Morris checks the wrist, checks the sideline, and works out of the I formation again. And here's the snap. It's a handoff to the fullback, and he's got a lot of room to run. He's going to go for a first down and across midfield at the 46-yard line is where the ball is marked off the start here. And that's Addison Plants. So Addison Plants, we obviously had Ricky Zampogna as the starting running back. Addison Plants is running starting at the fullback position in the I formation. And they handed the ball off to him and then faked the handoff afterwards to Ricky. And Addison Plants gets the first down there at the 46-yard line, first and 10. And there's a flag on the play. It looks like it's going to be offsides on the Owls. So a little tit for tat here as the Owls had a unsportsmanlike on the late tackle. That moved them 15 yards. Now we're Kane's going to get 5 yards on an offsides call, and that's going to push him up to the 36-yard line and make it a first and 5. Here's Morris under center with the handoff to Zampogna and a shoestring tackle. But it looks like he had enough for the first down, and that'll move the chains again as Zampogna, just a workhorse here tonight. And Laktash wraps up the ankles to bring him down after the first down. So that'll move Kane up to the 30-yard line. And we, in the early runnings here, just under 8 minutes left in the first quarter, Owls up 6-0. We might have a shootout on our hands here. We'll see how things play out. Here is first and 10 from the 30 for Kane. Morris, again in the eye, this time a toss to the left. Zampogna gets behind the blockers and runs out of bounds right close to the 20. That's going to be close to another first down as Kane just continues to move the chains, and they do. For Zampogna again with another first down. This time an 11-yard gain brings him inside the 20. So Kane in the red zone here at the 19-yard line. And we've had out of the I formation mostly runs up the gut. That last one was a toss to the left. We've had a fullback up the run and one play action. So, again, Kane will be working that I formation to set up the play action pass. And there's another fullback up the gut, and he's got a lane to the end zone. And it's Addison Plants with a touchdown here for Kane. So that's Addy Plants for a 19-yard touchdown. And Kane is now tied up with the Owls at 6 apiece and a chance to take a one-point lead. Oh, they are not going to kick it. They're going to set up a bit of a trick play here where everybody lined up to the right. Now they're coming back on for a field goal. We'll see if it's a fake or a legitimate kick. Morris is holding, so it's low, and it's actually caught. It goes right into the chest of number five for the Owls, AJ Gleason. But it's no good, the point after attempt, so we are tied at six apiece here on the early going. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll be back. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street, see Dexter's and let them do it right, and Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Here after Kane ties up the game at 6-6, and the Owls are set to receive, and they do. They kick it at about the 25-yard line and return to about the 37. And Addison Plants, who just scored the touchdown, is the one that comes up with the big tackle here on the kick return. So Kane, what we saw there was working out of the I formation and pounding the ball on the ground, run, mostly with Zampogna, the halfback, and that sets up everything else. It set up the play-action pass, and it set up the fullback handoff as well. And when you're looking for the halfback to get the ball and the fullback gets the handoff, you know, 2 seconds earlier, they bust out of there quickly. So the Owls here on their second drive, as Fitton sends a man in motion, takes a low snap, and looks out to his right, and here's the screen pass out of the backfield, and it's going to be a loss of yards. A.J. Gleason can't get his way out of the backfield, and that'll bring up a second and long. Loss of 2 yards on the play. More than that, loss of 3 yards on the play. So second and 13 from the 33-yard line. And the Owls very much want to strike back here, as if they're going to have to keep up with the Wolves, they're going to want to stay in front. So Fitton looks downfield, and is it intercepted? It's no good. It's no good. So Ricky Zampogna, the intended target was Jared Wilmoth, but Zampogna dives in front of it, almost comes away with interception, but it bounces off the ground. So Fitton now chats with Wilmoth real quick here. Wilmoth goes back out far to the right side. Got two receivers far to the left as well, and A.J. Gleason in the backfield. Fitton awaits the snap, and he looks immediately to Dixon's way, and he's got it. Stiff arm and gets to half field, and across and out of bounds in Kane territory. And it's going to be a first down and more. We'll see exactly where it's marked. That doesn't look nearly far enough. Looks like they must have touched out of bounds right after midfield, and that's going to put him at the 49-yard line in Kane territory still, but it looked like he got closer to the 40. Must have touched out of bounds when he made a move there on the sideline. And here's an early flag. We'll see if it's a false start on the Owls. So that pushes them back into their own territory after Dixon has the nice play there. Comes away with a catch, a high catch, brings that down, stiff arm, grabs some extra yards there, first down to midfield, and now a false start brings the Owls back to first and 15 at the 46-yard line. 6 minutes and 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Fitton takes another low snap and looks to Dixon again, and it's caught and gets him back to the original line of scrimmage there. So a gain of about 6 yards. Bring up second and 9 from the 48. Second and 9 here, and a chance to get to a third and manageable. Fitton will send a man in motion, take the snap, and it's Lactash with a quick handoff. He's fighting at the line of scrimmage for positive yardage, and he does get a few. So it's technically a shovel pass for Laktash, and it's going to be a gain of about two there, bring up third and six. So a very important third and six here early in the game, only 5 minutes left in the first quarter, but the Owls want to stay ahead of Kane if Kane is going to move the ball downfield as easily as they did on their first possession. Fitton takes the snap out of the shotgun, looks to the right, and it's a complete pass to Laktash again for a first down. And Laktash getting some early work here after a 7 yard gain. So Laktash now with a short yardage shovel pass and then the 7 yard gain for the first down sets up a first and 10 for the Owls at the 38 yard line. And Fitton awaits the snap. Gleason alongside him in the backfield. He will drop back, roll out to his right, and curls back up to the sideline. There's a flag on the play after a positive yardage run. And we'll see. That looks like it's probably coming back for a holding. Multiple flags in the backfield here. And it is against the Owls. It's going to be a holding call. So Fitton turns the... some pretty good pressure there from Kane, but Fitton is able to turn it into a positive gain. But the blocking in the back call will bring them back 20 yards all the way to the 43 yard line of Bradford territory. So a first and 25, so 25 yard penalty, first and 25, first and a mile. And Fitton has an extra man in the backfield with him. He's going to drop back. And Cox back to Wilmoth. Wilmoth has room in the middle of the field. He's at the 40 and is tackled at the 35-yard line. Wilmoth gets him right back into a manageable situation. And a nice play there as Fitton kind of cocked back, held his arm there, and bought an extra second, it looked like. I don't know if he was hesitating or waiting, but either way, he unleashes it and delivers it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth gets to the middle of the field and is able to make some moves. And now it's all of a sudden second and seven after first and 25. An impressive yard, impressive 15-yarder there. Or 25-yarder there, rather. Second and seven. And it's going to be a keeper for Fitton. He's got room in front of a blocker. And he's going to go out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. As he gets behind a nice blocker there and runs for another 17 yards, and that's a first down at the 22-yard line. So after a couple penalties, a false start, we had the block in the back was the big one, a 25-yarder, and now all of a sudden we've got first and 10 at the 22, and the Owls are moving the ball here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 17 seconds left. We're still at a 6-6 tie. And here's Fitton dropping back. He's going to look to his left. He has to go back to the right. He's got a man in the end zone, and it's incomplete. Wilmoth was the intended target, but Kane has nice one-on-one coverage there. Tries to make a play on the ball, and it ends up falling, getting dropped by the both of them. It brings up second and 10, so there was still only first down after the 25-yard penalty makes it first and 35. Then we have the play to Wilmoth. Then we have Fitton on the keeper. And now a second and 9. I don't know why they've moved up the marker. It wasn't incomplete pass. Should be second and 10. But it's Fitton rolling out to the right and delivering a strike to Laktash. And it's going to be a short pass. Gets him inside the red zone. So a gain of 6 will bring up a third and 4. So very manageable third down here for the Owls. Quick personnel change brings in Isaiah Fitton. And Elijah Fitton, again, off to another quick start here tonight, just like last week in the Owls' nest, now in the Wolves' den. Fitton awaits the snap, and looks like we draw a man off sides there. We'll make sure that's not... Well, that very well could be a false start. Looked like they drew him offsides. It is offsides. It is offsides on Kane. That was my original thought. But it seemed like everybody was inkling that it might be against the Owls. But it was against Kane. And that's going to be an automatic First down. That'll move the chains after the 5-yard offsides penalty. And that's going to bring up a first and goal situation. Now, the Owls have not had a good time on first and goal situations so far this season. Every time they have either had a penalty that dropped them way back. Here's first and 10. It's a handoff to A.J. Gleason up the middle. That takes him to the goal line. It's going to be on the 1-yard line. Gleason with a big run up the middle. The first handoff of the game brings up second and goal from the 1-yard line. And the Owls need to send a man here. And they do. They send Isaiah back out. Had 12 men on the field. And Isaiah's off the field. Now Elijah Fitton can go to work. Here's another handoff. And he's blown up in the backfield for a loss. Troy Adkins goes down at the 6 or 7 yard line. So it's going to be a loss of 5 yards on the handoff. Erases the run there from A.J. Gleason. And that brings up a third and goal from the 7. And the Owls, with 1 minute and 12 seconds left in the first quarter, looking for their second touchdown on the night. Third and goal from the 7. Fitton takes a low snap, is able to bring it up. Floats it over the top to A.J. Gleason, who's pushing forward, gets back inside the 5, but is wrapped up around the back and then dragged back down. So now a 4th and goal from the 4. Now we tick inside of a minute left in the first quarter. And a nice little kind of a floating pass, just enough to go over the line. And Fitton now will look at 4th and goal from the 4. Out of the shotgun, Fitton takes the snap. Looks to his left. He lofts it up for Laktash, and it's intercepted. Harley Morris. It's, I believe maybe he dropped that and not intercepted, but either way, it will be a turnover on downs. So it was not intercepted, which actually is better for the Owls. If it was intercepted, they'd start. It would be a touchback. But because it was dropped, Kane, at least the Owls have them backed up to their old 4-yard line. But boy, what a long possession there to drive all the way downfield, fight back from a few penalties, including a 25-yarder, and then get stopped on the goal line, a goal line stand there from the Wolves. 23 seconds left in the first quarter. And here's the handoff to Zampogna, and it's a short gain of about a yard or two. Bring up second and long. I don't think they'll have time to get another snap off. They're not heading for the sideline quite yet, though, and that's the whistle. So it's the end of the first quarter. Kane has the ball, but we're all tied up at 6 apiece, and we'll be back with the second quarter of action. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular is the region's only vascular specialist providing full-spectrum vein care, including innovative treatment of new and old blood clots. Brand new for 2018, Dr. Tejera is the only physician in our region offering VenaSeal, which is the latest, most innovative, and minimally invasive treatment for venous insufficiency. How do you know if you have vein disease? Symptoms may include legs that feel swollen, achy, restless, or heavy. Lower legs may turn dark reddish in color, and bulging veins or ulcers may develop. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. New vein patients can be enrolled in our popular vein class. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're all tied up at 6-6 as Bradford strikes first on the opening drive of the game, and then Kane answers right back. We've only had 3 possessions here so far. The Owls took about 2 minutes and 45 seconds off the clock for the first touchdown. And Kane drives back down, mostly running plays, so ran a lot of clock out there. And then Bradford got it back, drove all the way down. I mean, multiple times they had a couple penalties there. And then Kane comes up with a big goal line stand for the turnover on downs. And they'll start off at their own 6-yard line here for 2nd and 8. to start the second quarter. And it's a passing play. It's completed. And we've got a Wolf there. Harley Morris completes to Landon Dar for a first down. So Fenton so far through the first quarter is 10 of 14 with a touchdown, 102 yards. Laktash has 5 catches for 43 yards and the touchdown. And Wilmoth has 25 yards on one catch. 28 rushing yards so far for the Owls. Here is first and 10. The Wolves from the 16-yard line. And it's going to go right up the gut. Morris drives right up the middle on the keeper there. And that goes for about 5 yards. Basically just pushed the line forward. All the Kane Wolves came together there, pushed the line forward, and gets a gain of 5. Second and 6 from the 20-yard line. We're in the second quarter of Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. When the Owls get the ball back, we'll be looking for a score for Brenda Morris. Brenda Morris, if the Owls score in the second quarter, you'll win a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you'll win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Either way, you're already a winner. We'll await the next Bradford Owls possession. And here, in the meanwhile, is 2nd and 6. And it's another run for Zampogna. And it's going to move the chains again. It was real close to what they needed for a first down. And it looks as if he's got it as they move the chains. So now 1st and 10 from the 22. And now Kane, again, off to a quick start here on the ground game. And the Owls need to come up with a way to slow this. And there it is. They'll find him in the backfield and drag him down for a big loss. Nolan Gonzalez gets into the backfield, and Zampogna will come down about the line of scrimmage, maybe 3 yards. So it'll bring up a 2nd and 13, and Kane will line up here for 2nd and 13. Morris is going to be working out of the shotgun. He's got 2 backs, one on either side, and 2 wide receivers on either side as well. So out of the split back, Morris on the keeper. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, then maybe a couple extra after that. So we're still talking 3rd and long, but they did get some positive yardage there. So about 3rd and 8 after a 5-yard gain for Harley Morris on the keeper out of a split back position. So pretty interesting call there. And now Morris looks at 2 wide receivers on each side, the double twins. And it's Zampogna out as one of the wide receivers. And the pass is complete for a first down. Or real close to it. It's Landon Dar with his first reception of the game. And that does move the chain. So another 1st and 10 here as Bradford has no answer so far for the Kane offensive set. They've given him a lot of different looks. The I formation, we've had split back, we've had shotgun, and they're going to be working out of the shotgun again. Lone back and double twins, 2 wide receivers on each side. This time it's a handoff to Addison Plants, and he gets to about the 45-yard line. So that's going to be a nice gain for Kane as well, and bring up a 2nd and 3 after a gain of 7. We're at 8 minutes left in the second quarter, still tied up 6-6, and Kane continues to drive the ball on the ground, and Bradford has no answer for it. Same formation as last time, double twins with Addison Plants as the lone back working out of the backfield on the right of Harley Morris. And it's going to be a keeper. Morris is going to get to about midfield, and that's going to be good for another first down. Kane moves the chains again, and it's marked right at the 50-yard line. So Kane with another 1st and 10 to work with here as they just keep running the ball, moving the chains, and running clock. The 3 big things that I'm sure when they came up with this game plan, that was the 3 goals. Get first downs, get positive yardage, and kill clock. It'll be rough for the Owls from here on out if they can't find an answer for this Kane running game. This time, it's a handoff to Zampogna, and this time he's brought down in the backfield by Elijah Fitton. Fitton catches him for a loss at two. It'll drag him back to the 48-yard line of Kane territory. And a nice job there. The second time we've caught him for a loss. Now, the first time afterwards, they immediately turned around and got another big play. Had no problem going for a first down. Now we'll see if we can turn this into maybe a third and long, a fourth and long, and try to get a ball back here, get a stop defensively for the Owls. Harley Morris out of the shotgun, slip backs again, and sends his only back into motion. And now he's going to roll to the right, and throw is incomplete. Wide receiver Scott Szymanski stretched out for that one, but couldn't quite get to it, only had fingertips. So we do have a third and long situation. If it's not the first time, it would only be the second that we've seen Kane in the third and long, especially more than 10. And here's an interesting, as Sam West, a freshman, comes in alongside Harley Morris as the running back. So Zampogna, who's had success all game, is Morris. And it's a long pass, and it's finger-tipped and dropped. And Wilmoth immediately runs over to help him up. And he tucks his shoulder pad back in, which is nice sportsmanship there out there by Wilmoth. Now, he is a bit of a character. Wilmoth is. We've seen him during basketball season as well. So him running out there and helping the other guy up on the opposing team, tucking in the shoulder pad again. Nice play. So now we've got a fourth and long at half field. Kane will be forced to punt here unless it's a fake. It is not. The punt is up. Fitton is back long to receive. It bounces at the 20, and they'll let it die at about the 15-yard line. So the Owls will take over first and 10 from their own 15 with 5 minutes and 48 seconds left to play. Still tied 6-6 here in Kane in week 3, and the Owls will try to fight back and get another lead here as they had their first lead of the season earlier tonight. When they went up 6-0 off the opening drive of the game. And it's been tied up 6-6 ever since Kane's opening drive of the game. Tied it up after they answered back immediately. So we've only had 4 possessions total here. Less than 6 minutes before halftime. This is the fifth possession of the game. So long, slow drives. And 3 wide receivers out to the left. And it's a handoff to A.J. Gleason. He gets to the right side for a gain of about 5. Nice play for the Owls. They line up 3 receivers on the left, and Fitton takes the snap out of the shotgun. He drops back a step or two, and when Gleason crosses to his other side, they hand off to Gleason. Gleason gets a gain of about 5. It's 2nd and 5 from the 25-yard line, or 2nd and 5 from the 20, rather, trying to get to the 25. And Fitton with another low snap. He handles it, and the receiver is already on the ground. Didn't see, must have been a little slip there. It was intended for Wilmoth, but by the time he let go of the ball, or by the time I looked towards it anyways, Fitton was already on the ground, must have slipped while running the route. Now, luckily, it falls in no interception there, but that does bring up an early third down here that the Owls face. A 3rd and 5 with a need to convert, or else they'll be losing the field position battle. So 5 minutes and 12 seconds left here in the first half. The Owls play an important 3rd and 5. They do not want to lose a field position battle with the Kane team that's been running the ball no problem. Fitton takes the snap, and he throws. Is it complete? It is caught. Is it good for the first is the next question. It's going to be real close, and that'll move the chains. That's a first down for the Bradford Owls, right at the 25-yard line. So Lucas Lactash comes up with another big catch there. He's had multiple big catches this game already. Now we tick down to about 5 minutes left in the first half. The Owls work with a fresh 1st and 10 from the 25. Fitton again trips on the left. 3 receivers out to the left side, 2 on the right, and he is alone in the backfield. Awaits the snap. And he takes it. Another low snap, but it's handled. Fenton will run, and he's in a bit of trouble, but he does turn it into positive yardage. And it's going to be about a four-yard gain. So Fenton, after the pocket collapses rather quickly there, scrambles out to his right, is able to just barely, by fingertips, get away from one tackler in the backfield, turns it into a gain of four, second and six. It's a long six, might be seven, six and a half, we'll call it. I've already said it. I can't take it back. There's 4 minutes left in the first half, and Fenton now working with split backs. He'll take the snap and give it to Dixon on the screen pass. Stiff arm. Dixon stays up, and he's at the 50, 45, 40. After breaking tackles, he gets dragged down at the 26-yard line. A huge gain for Dalton Dixon. Dalton Dixon takes a screenplay and turns it into a huge gain, a 54-yard play from Fenton to Dixon on the screen. He gets behind a nice block there, and then a stiff arm just before the 50-yard line, frees him up, makes him move, breaks some tackles, and goes to the 26-yard line, a nice 54-yard gain. And we have Fenton again with a split back. This time, great penetration, and Fenton has to toss it up. And Wilmoth just gets to it. The pass is complete to about the 10-yard line. And that was absolutely, a prayer. Fenton literally just threw up a prayer that Wilmoth answered. So three Kane defenders get great penetration right off the snap, and he's getting gunned down in the backfield, throws up a lob. Any other time it would be ill-advised, but there was nobody in the vicinity until Wilmoth comes out of nowhere and snags the pass, turns it into a first and 10 from the 10. Here's Fenton on the snap. He lobs it up again, this time to Dixon. It's caught, and it's a touchdown. Dalton Dixon with a 10-yard reception.
Dalton Dixon on the reception.
Elijah Fenton finds Dixon for 10 yards, and the Owls go up by six once again. The Owls found a way there. The Fenton screenplay, I was very surprised by. Then we had the lob that Wilmoth just went down and found somehow, and then a beautiful play there to cap it off to Dixon. An excellent drive there. It leaves 3 minutes and 11 seconds in the first half. Abby Nuzzo will attempt the point after try. And instead, it'll be a timeout for the Owls. So we're just waiting on the field goal, but we will take a quick timeout here to catch breath. Tax-in timeout, that is. We'll be back with the point after try in just 1 second. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
A great career opportunity is waiting for you right now at W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company. You're invited to the Case Career Fair on Tuesday, September 14th at the Case Plant on Owens Way. Receive free prizes and giveaways and find out about the exciting opportunities available to you at Case, including sign-on bonus. Whether you're looking for a better job or just ready to get back to work, you owe it to yourself to check it out at the Case Career Fair, Tuesday, 10 to 2, at the Case Plant on Owens Way in Bradford, in conjunction with Walker Business and Staffing.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We're at 3 minutes and 11 seconds here left in the first half after the Owls touchdown made it 12-6. Abby Nuzzo came out for the point after try, and Bradford called a timeout. So they'll retake the field. A timeout before an extra point is always like you almost can't do a fake coming out of a timeout because it's. Oh, they moved it back to give her a little extra room. Oh, and it just hits the bottom crossbar, and it's no good. Oh, Abby Nuzzo. So they pretty nice strategic move there to give her a little bit extra room because she's been blocked a couple of times. So they move it back a couple of yards, give her some extra room, and it hits that bottom crossbar. Can't quite sneak over it. PAT is no good, and the Owls are up 12-6. That makes a winner out of Brenda Morris for the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. We'll be back with 3 minutes left of the first half of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane here for the last 3 minutes of the first half of Bradford Owls football from the Wolves Den. Now, the Owls just came away with their second touchdown of the game. They're up 12-6. There's 3 minutes and 11 seconds left. The Wolves have predominantly had their offensive production on the ground. And if they're going to continue to do that, they're going to be hard-pressed to find the end zone here in the last 3 minutes. So they're going to have to mix it up a little bit, go to the air a little bit more. And here's the kickoff. It goes to about the 20-yard line. And they are going to start off with nice field position here as it's returned across the 40 to about, let's see where the marker is, but it's going to be at about the 41-yard line. So first and 10, 3 minutes and 6 seconds left. And boy, that return helps them out big. They get an extra, you know, 10, 15 yards there on their return, which allows them to keep that running game going a little bit here with all their timeouts. 3 minutes left. They're free to. They don't have to force that passing game if they don't want to. If they're setting up the passing game with a run, then this is when we'll start to see it. If they want to stick to that run. And here is a pass. It's long and it's caught. So Morris gives it to Ricky Zampogna. A long pass dragged down by Isaiah Fitton. But it goes all the way to the 33-yard line of Bradford territory. So all of a sudden, no rush at all. In no hurry. Kane can go right back to running every other play if that's what they want to do. 2 minutes and 47 seconds now. First and 10 from the 33. That pass changed the entire makeup of the next 3 minutes of the game. Morris sends a man in motion and takes the snap. Rolls out to his left. Looks downfield. He's got a man there. And it's caught for a touchdown. Kane ties it up. And it's going to be Harley Morris hooks up with Shane Ackley. So that's Morris to Ackley from the 32-yard line. So in two plays, Kane answers right back. And now they have another chance to take a lead here. Now they have, they're set up again like they were initially before the first point after try. They were set up for like a trick play where everybody's far to the right. And this time they're going to stick with it. And it's in for the extra point. It's Harley Morris on a keeper. And the 2-point conversion is good. So that makes it 14-12. Kane takes the first lead of the night by two with 2:28 left in the first half. We'll be back. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Wolves Den, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, as Kane just answered back immediately to the Wolves, to the Owls. Owls go up 12-6, and Kane takes two plays, a two-play possession there to go to the house, and then convert on a two-point conversion, makes it 14-12, 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Now, Kane has been setting it up with that running game for 25 minutes of playing time, an entire first quarter, and then 11 minutes of the second quarter. They were pounding the ball, setting up the pass, and then when they needed it, with just over 3 minutes left in the first half, down by six, Two passing plays was enough to get it done. I mean, and that's the beauty of being able to run successfully is they were so worried about the run. Bradford was on defense that the pass became open all day. So here's Elijah Fitton on the return, and he's going to get bunched up at about the 29-yard line. And the Owls will take over. First and 10 from the 29 with 2 minutes and 21 seconds left to play in the first half. So the Owls find themselves down for the first time in the game, only by 2. The Owls are used to playing from behind. This earlier today was the first time they led so far this season. And Fitton sets up with 3 receivers on the right, 1 receiver to the left, and a halfback, A.J. Gleason, behind him. He's going to throw. It's a complete pass on the screen, but he has to take a knee to come up with the catch. So it does count as a complete pass, but he's going to be down where he caught the screen, and that's going to be a loss of 2. So call that 2nd and 12. Wilmoth is too bad because you want to get a screen pass to Wilmoth. He is fast. So Fitton surveys the field. He's going to take off to the right, and he's got Lucas Laktash wide open downfield. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Owls. Lucas Laktash goes all the way to the house, and he takes off from the 30-yard line. So it goes for 80 yards. Fitton to Laktash for 80 yards. And Laktash just got over the top there. And Fitton spotted him, put it right on the money, and Laktash turned and took off. And remember, Laktash was missing last week out with in quarantine. So here is a 2-point conversion attempt for the Owls. And we're going to send a man in motion. That's Laktash going from left to right. Fitton rolls out. He's going to put it up to the air for Laktash, and it's just over the top of his hands. But still a four-point lead, 18-4 with 1:35 left in the first half. Things are heating up here in Kane. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football here following a 72-yard touchdown pass from Elijah Fitton to Lucas Laktash. A 2-point conversion is no good, which brings us to the 18-14 score that we currently have with 1:35 left in the first half. And what a half it has been. During the halftime show coming up here after the next minute and a half of gameplay, we'll take a look at the scoring breakdown, but we'll also break down what we've got for stats here through the first half of play. And it's going to be another impressive stat sheet here for the Owls offense, particularly the passing offense. Just like last week, it was not a one-off. Last week was a game where we needed to see something change, and we did. Now this week is kind of the prove it game. Like, now can we turn it into a win? So far we've turned it into a lead. So here's the kick from Nuzzo, and Zampogna returns, gets a little bit of room, and he's brought down at about the 36-yard line. And we've got a Wolf that's slow to get up, but he does come to his feet and looks like he's going to stay on the field. So shakes it off a little bit. So Zampogna gets to the 35-yard line on the kickoff return. The Owls have 1:29 to keep Kane out of the end zone. But Kane scored in two plays last time. So they've got to watch. They've got to protect the pass here because we know that they can now. They've proven it. So you'd much rather force the running game and make them run down some time. If they're going to beat you on the ground, then they're going to have to kill clock to do it. And Harley Morris sends a man in motion, works out of the shotgun, and it's a pass downfield to Zampogna. It's caught. An absolutely incredible catch. So Morris throws into about triple coverage. Fitton is not able to get to it. And Isaiah Fitton, Elijah and Isaiah Fitton are not able to get to it. Now, Wilmoth is trying to make a play on the ball, but he just misses it as Zampogna is falling onto his back. The ball just kind of lands on top of him, and it's a complete pass. It goes all the way up to the 32-yard line in Owls territory with a minute left in the first half. And now Morris rolls out to the right, throws another completed pass, this time to the 15-yard line. It's Zampogna again. Their offense is running 85-90% through Zampogna. You have to stop Zampogna. You stop Zampogna, you stop the offense. First and 10 from the 15. 53 seconds left in the first half. The Owls need to keep Kane out of the end zone here and go into halftime with a lead. Still 18-14 as of now. Kane with a lot of time and plenty of timeouts. Morris sends a man in motion, works out of the shotgun, drops back, looks to Zampogna again, and it's incomplete. Again, for Zampogna. Now, obviously, we had a scoring drive to Ackley, or a scoring pass to Ackley, but all this, if it's not to Zampogna, it's set up by Zampogna. Now we're at 31 seconds left, second and 10 from the 15. 18-14, Owls lead by four. 31 seconds, Morris, double twins, and one man in the backfield. Out of the shotgun, takes the snap, rolling to his left. Looking, he's in trouble, and he's dragged down after a short gain, and I think that's what Kane will take a timeout. Stop the clock at about 23 seconds left. After a gain of about 3 yards, makes it third and seven, and Kane takes a timeout there. We're going to keep it here as we're only 23 seconds away from halftime, and the Owls desperately trying to keep Kane out of the end zone here. If they do, I don't know if Kane will take a field goal. I don't know if they have a kicking game. They've attempted one extra point, and it was no good. It was kicked into the chest of one of the Owls' defenders. And other than that, they went for a two-point conversion, a kind of a trick play. So don't know if they'll go for the field goal if they do get to a fourth down here. But if they do, it's miles better. The Owls will still have a one-point lead. Looking at Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, we have two quarters down and two winners of free dinners from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Justin Donald French from the first quarter, Brenda Morris from the second quarter, and the third and fourth quarters left up. The Owls up 18-14, 23 seconds. Kane coming out of the timeout with a third and seven from the 13-yard line. And here is Morris with the snap, rolls out to the right. Ooh, we've got a man in the backfield, but he high steps over him, and it's a gain, a positive gain, but not enough for a first down. Or is it? It's real close to the first down, and Kane's going to take another timeout either way to stop the clock. 15 yards. They're talking about whether or not it's a first, or 15 seconds left, rather, and they're talking about whether or not it's a first down. Right now, they have the four up and haven't moved the chains, and it's inches to go. Fourth and inches might be too much. It might be an actual inch. It's the closest I've ever seen without them measuring, and they do. They switch it to the first.
First down yardage, first and goal.
It's not a huge deal because there's 15 seconds left either way, but it is another chance. So if they would have gone for it on fourth and an inch, if they would have picked that up, it doesn't change, you know, how many chances they have. They have 15 seconds left. They can run maybe three plays. They still have another timeout. So here's first and goal from the six. 15 seconds. Owls up 18-14, trying desperately to keep Kane out of the end zone for the next 15 seconds of gameplay. Morris working out of the shotgun with a single man in the backfield, and Zaponia is working out of the slot on the left. He's going to roll out to the left, and it's off the fingertips of his intended receiver, and it brings up second and goal. That took 5 seconds off the clock, so now 10 seconds left, and that's about exactly what you figure about 5 seconds per play, and that ball had to be thrown away from the receiver as Isaiah Fitton had good coverage on the inside. You got to throw it to the outside, but he just threw it a touch in front of him. Couldn't get the fingertips to it, and it goes incomplete. So here's second and goal from the 6. 10 seconds. Morris takes the snap. Looks towards the same direction, and nobody's there. And Laktash was trying to make a run at the interception, but couldn't quite get to it. Not Laktash, rather Caleb Shenfield. Now we're at a third and goal. That only took 4 seconds off, so 6 seconds left. Third and goal, still at the 6-yard line, and they ran a very similar play that time as they did on the first down. But in a third, with 6 seconds left, you'll be lucky to squeeze in a second play here. That one only took 4 seconds, so obviously you might be able. If you can squeeze in a second play, regardless, you got to look for Zaponia. You've got to stop Zaponia. And Harley Morris takes the snap, rolls out to his left again. It's going to be another similar play. This time he's got no one really to look towards. It's going to go high into the end zone, and it's going to be caught for a touchdown. Kane scores as time runs out. It's going to be number 24, Scott Szymanski, with a 6-yard touchdown reception as time ticks to zero before the half. And Kane takes a 2-point lead. And they're going to have time. Now they'll kick the extra point before we go into the halftime. It's 20-18. Oh, it was Zaponia. I thought it was to Szymanski. So it was Zaponia.
TD touchdown connection as time expires in the first.
With a 6-yard TD, and it's going to be another trick play for the 2-point conversion. Morris is going to try to get into the end zone, and he'll be dragged out of bounds. And did we get a no flag there? I heard somebody call for a flag, but there was no flag there. So that sends the two teams into the locker room. Kane with a 2-point lead over the Owls. It's Kane 20, Bradford 18 after the end of the first quarter of play. A very explosive, fun, exciting first half. But the Owls, the big story so far, unable to keep Kane out of the end zone. And now face a 2-point deficit. Not a lot going into halftime. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll be back with the halftime show. We'll have a scoring recap and stats and the rest of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilkes Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service & Collision, and Kenjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kenjerski and his team are real people right here. Kenjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kenjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're at a halftime here. Time for the halftime show. Jimmy Kelts, your voice of the Owls broadcasting line, live from Kane. My statistician and spotter tonight, Cameron Snodgrass, is going to join me for the halftime show. And my producer and sound engineer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station in Bradford. Week three for the Owls against the Kane Wolves. And boy, what a first half of play. I mean, the Owls are currently down by two. It's 20-18, and it's been back and forth all game. The Owls have looked really good offensively. They do have some problems on the defense, and that's, I think, where we're going to spend a lot of time talking about here at halftime before we get to the stats, but we will do a scoring recap in the meantime as, again, Cameron Snodgrass joins me here tonight. So in the first quarter of play, the Owls choose to elect, they elect to receive rather. And, on their opening drive, march downfield, a couple of penalties, bring them back and forth and back and forth. But it ends with Elijah Fitton finding Lucas Laktash, who, just came back this week. So it was his first offensive drive, in 2 weeks as well, for a 26 yard touchdown. The point after attempt is no good. And that gives the Owls a 6-0 lead. Cam, what was your thoughts there on the opening drive? We've got, obviously, we're looking for like a repeat performance here from Fitton, but also Laktash plugging back in and all that.
Yeah, it just looked like they were moving the ball confidently there that first drive. I think I had it down here for about four plays there it took for them to get the ball down into the end zone. So it looks like the spread on that first drive, Kane didn't really have a chance to capitalize or change their defense. So Bradford came out, basically caught him off guard there with that spread.
Yeah, just a handful of plays, about 2 minutes and 45 seconds off the clock for the Owls there on the first possession. Now Kane gets the ball on the next possession, their first, and they answer right back immediately. It ends with Addison Plants going 19 yards on a fullback dive for a touchdown. The point after try is no good. They missed the field goal attempt and were tied up 6-6. And the opening drive there for Kane, you mentioned it. We both mentioned it, setting up the ground game there to open things up.
Yeah, they were ground and pound all the way down the field. And you could just see it that they were getting ready to set up that play action pass. They got that big connection for that big first down. And then the next play was a basically fullback dive right up the gut there for that big touchdown.
Yeah, the Addy Plants obviously scores on the touchdown and the fullback dive, but everything was running through, and you could tell right from the first offensive set there, Zampogna. Ricky Zampogna was the halfback, so when he's in the backfield, he's going to run the ball. He's going to run the ball and pound it downfield. When he's not in halfback, they put him out in the slot, and those are all passing plays so far. So they've been setting up this run game. Now, in that first possession, they only threw the ball once. So, again, throughout the entire first quarter, they just kind of pound the ball on the ground. Now, the Owls do eventually strike back in the first quarter. This is the Elijah Fitton to Dalton Dixon 10-yard touchdown pass. The point after attempt is no good, but it does give the Owls 12-6 lead going into the second quarter. And at this point, we see that the Owls are able to sustain the offense, to keep scoring.
Yeah, and what we wanted to see was Fitton being able to make his reads. And it looked like on this drive here, every pass and play, he was reading left to right, right to left, and right. He was going through his progressions, and ultimately got him down the field and got Dixon in the end zone for a beautiful back shoulder catch, too. That was a beautiful pass that he threw.
Yes, yeah, so more proof, as if we needed any, that Dixon is just an absolutely fantastic receiver at this level. I mean, he makes catches. He is hard to bring down. I mean, we've seen him stiff arm and break tackles. Absolutely impressive stuff from Dalton Dixon. We move on into the second quarter, and Kane strikes again here. It's Harley Morris to Ackley for a 32-yard touchdown. This was the two-play possession?
Yep, that's correct.
So this is late in the second quarter. With Bradford trying to, this is the first time that they were trying to go into halftime with a lead. Not a lot of time left, about 3 minutes or so. And we mentioned that if right here, if they continue to run the ball, then they're going to run into trouble with the clock. They did not do that. Two big passing plays.
Yep, two big passing plays.
So that's the 32-yard. The two-point conversion there is the second time we see them line up in that sort of trick play, but the first time they stay in it, and it goes for the two-point conversion. That makes it 14-12. Kane leads. Then the Owls answer right back on a two-play drive of their own. First, a two-yard loss on a screen play where Wilmoth touches the knee on the catch, and then immediately afterwards, a 72-yard bomb to Lucas Laktash for a touchdown. Two-point conversion tried there is no good. That makes it 18-14, and then we wrap up again with Kane marching downfield. It's Harley Morris to, of course, Ricky Zampogna for the 6-yard touchdown. 2-point is no good, and that leaves us with the 20-18 score that we have currently. Cam's going to stay with us. We will go over the first half stats for the Owls here, which I think we're going to find are pretty impressive, just as they were last week after another break in the Owls halftime show. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street features all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Dine in safely with well-spaced and frequently sanitized seating. Or for takeout and delivery, call 36-TOJI'S. Open for lunch and dinner every day, even holidays.
Toji's Family Restaurant,
is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889,
Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WQAM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back here with Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. And a few minutes left here in halftime as the Owls trail by 20-18. We've covered the scoring recap there. Did want to mention the second Owls touchdown was the Elijah Fitton to Dalton Dixon for the 10-yard passing play. Now, if you missed that and joined us here at halftime or later on in the second quarter, that entire possession, just wanted to highlight real quick. The Owls, by the time they get to about midfield, there's one play where it's a screen play to Dixon. He gets behind a nice block and springs himself open, stiff arm, shakes a couple tackles. He goes like, I'd say 40-some yards on a screen play. The next play, the very next play, is the one where Fitton, 50 yards, is the one where Fitton has to drop back. The pocket collapses as he scrambles to his right. He's got three Kane defenders chasing him down and in his face. And as he's falling back, he throws one up. It's usually a very ill-advised pass, one that I'm sure he probably heard about, regardless of how it played out. But it goes up, it floats. There's nobody around at the time. There's, you know, almost no worry about it getting intercepted. But Jared Wilmoth is so fast. He just saw where that ball was going to be, and he got himself there somehow. He turned around, ran in, turned it into positive yardage, and then we get the 10-yard strike to Dalton Dixon. All that being said, though, Cam, take us over from here and let us know some of the offensive stats for the Owls in the first half of play.
Absolutely. So, Jimmy, as we spoke with Bob South last week, you said that Fitton was on the verge of possibly breaking the Owls record. We haven't confirmed that 400 yards on the dot for the school record. Fitton right now in the first half is 16 of 21 for 258 yards and three touchdowns. So he is knocking on that door. If he's on pace for what he did in the first half, he keeps it up in the second, he might have a new record holder for Bradford. Fitton 16 of 21, 258, three touchdowns. Now receiving, you have Dalton Dixon, four catches, 73 yards and one touchdown. Lucas Lactash, it's three catches, 120 yards, two touchdowns. And Wilmoth, with three catches and 39 yards, would be three catches, 41 yards, if he didn't drop that knee in that one play.
Oh, right.
So, and then rushing, not a lot going on rushing the ball. We got A.J. Gleason. He has two rushes for 12 yards. And then Elijah Fitton with three carries for 30 yards.
Also, there was a couple of negative yardage runs as well. Yep. So that kind of erases races what they're trying to do on the ground. But so far, I mean, so we've seen two very different approaches to how, and that's the difference in the offenses, really. So Kane is running the ball to set up the pass, and it's working. They're rushing the ball very well, successfully, and that's making the pass successful. Bradford is supplementing the pass with the run. They want to pass. They want to spread it around. They want to strike quick strikes, short and often, and then if there's an open option long, that's what they shoot for. And the run is almost just to break it up. It's almost just to try to keep Kane guessing a little bit. So it's a very different approach, but it's working well for both teams here tonight. Now, again, you read me again, Lactash's stat line.
Lactash is at three catches for 120 yards with two touchdowns.
So Lactash was a starting wide receiver week one. He went out week two in quarantine, came back here tonight, and we know how the games played out. Week one, Dalton Dixon got a majority of the looks, and he was really the main receiver. There wasn't really anybody else even close. There wasn't really a lot of production in the pass game outside of Dixon. Week two, Fitton starts to spread the ball around a little bit, but Lactash is out. Now we were wondering how that was going to mesh together in week three, and I'd say it worked out pretty well.
Absolutely. And what I'm curious about, Jimmy, is what Kane's going to do defensively, because they've been playing basically without a safety all game, and probably not well advised for a pass heavy team like Bradford is. So if they don't make that adjustment, I mean, you can probably chalk it up that Fitton's going to be able to exploit that and start hitting Lactash more, Dixon more, Wilmoth more, and that's going to open it up. So That's what you're hoping to see as an Owls fan, is that they're able to continue the quick strikes. And looks like that spread offense is finally hitting home. Looks like they're starting to hit their stride.
Yes, that is what Coach Puglio, I think, has been building towards for the last couple of years now. Obviously, not much of an offseason during the first year of COVID. So not able to, you know, an unfortunate year to implement a new office and then offense. And then this past year, finally getting it in. But then you switch most of your personnel. You've got a brand new starting quarterback, so it's almost like we're starting over all over again. Now, that is, as you mentioned, what you're going to be looking for if you're an Owls fan, is you're looking on play number one here, the first time the Owls touch the ball offensively, which they're going to kick off to start the second quarter as they received in the first. But you're looking to see if that free safety is not lined up out there for Kane, which was kind of a weird decision to make in the first place, especially if they've watched some tape here in the last couple of weeks to not line up with a safety. And it was that long pass that really highlighted it to Laktash, where he was just in the secondary. I mean, he wasn't out. It wasn't a really long pass. It was maybe it traveled 15, 20 yards in the air.
Yeah, so, it was a fly.
Yeah. And as soon as he caught it, he turned around and there was just nobody there. It was a foot race between him and the guy he already had two steps on. So if Kane makes that adjustment, then the Owls will be in a similar situation that they were in last week, just trying to make the passing game work with it. And if Kane doesn't make that adjustment, then the Owls have a lot of room there to work with no safety roaming over the top. So we've got just a couple of minutes here before the start of the second half. Any final thoughts, Cam, going into the...
Yeah, we'd just like with the offensive line, like to see him give Fitton a little bit more time so he can get comfortable in that pocket, because a lot of tonight has been Fitton on the run, and like we've seen with the Wilmoth pass and the Dixon pass, they're all on the run. All the throws are on the run. So you'd like to see the offensive line kind of hold down the anchor a little bit for Fitton. And defensively, you just want to see that zone coverage that they're running. You just want to see that tighten up a little bit and try to more key on that Zamponia.
Yeah.
Key in on him a little bit and start putting more focus towards that so they're not getting killed on the ground by him.
Yeah, Zamponia has been it's Morris, obviously, the quarterback. It's going to run through him, but Zamponia is really kind of the captain of the ship. As he goes, so does the offense. If he's going to have success, I believe that Kane is going to be successful. And if he doesn't, if they shut him down, then I think a lot of the Kane offense is going to suffer as well, just in general. And as you mentioned there with the offensive line, Elijah Fitton has the athletic ability that a guy in the backfield occasionally isn't going to change the game, but three guys in the backfield regularly and quickly, almost instantly after the snap, is there's no athletic ability that can make up for that. So that is an adjustment that will need to be made, and a good point made by you there. So we're going to take one more 30-second break and be back with the second half of Bradford Owls football in Kane on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service, not self-service, not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service, the kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WESB Sports.
Before we get back into Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, we've got a little bit of time here. The teams aren't quite lined up yet for the second half opening kickoff. We will take a look at some scores around District 9. We've got Keystone over Brockway 17-6 at halftime. Red Bank Valley is not a fun time for Elk County Catholic. 37-0 right now at halftime. Otto Eldred up over Cameron County 8-6 at halftime. Smithport 21, Port Allegheny 6 at halftime. Carn City 28, Central Clarion 6 at halftime. Brookville 21, Punxsie 0 also at halftime. So they've got a shutout there going in Punxsie. And also, obviously, the Kane Bradford 20-18 where we are here tonight. And Abby Nuzzo gets ready to kick off for the Owls. She's been able to show off her boot here tonight on the kickoffs. She usually is reserved for just a field goal kicker, but they let her open up to the field goals here, and she's done very well so far. This one goes inside the 20 and is brought back. Shoots right like out of a cannon right up the middle and returns shy of the 40-yard line. Kane gets to the 30. Now, they might give him the 40. Oh, that's a friendly mark. Very friendly mark. So a 40-yard line start for Kane, first and 10, as we get set here on the third quarter of play. Kane leads 20-18, and this is going to be the big one for the Owls, this possession right here, because they haven't really been able to come away with a stop. I think they forced one punt from Kane. Other than that, Kane has moved the ball downfield fairly easily. And already up with a two-point lead, the Owls need a stop. So there comes a toss that goes to the left, and it's going to be a positive gain of about 6 yards. Elijah Fenton comes away with tackle. Sam West on the carry. It's going for about 6 yards. It'll bring up second and 4 from the 46-yard line. And again, so field possession wise, not where you want to be on the second play of the possession at the 46. But the Owls, down by two, need a stop somewhere on this drive. They're not going to get it here, as Morris on the keeper drives right up the middle and goes into Bradford territory. A gain of about 10. We'll get him to the 44, looks like. 45. So a first and 10 from the 45, and Harley Morris on the keeper there. He hasn't done that a lot. He's kind of been able to show off his arm mostly. He hasn't done a lot of keepers. When he does, it's usually on a short yardage situation. There he goes for a big gain. Gets a first and 10 at the Bradford 45. Now here's a handoff, and Addison Plants goes for another first down. So Addison Plants goes about 13 yards, and it's going to be another first and 10. So the Owls not off to a great start here on defense. They're at the 32-yard line, first and 10 for Kane. And now Harley Morris with the split backs and one receiver on each side working out of the shotgun. It's a handoff to Plants, and he's open, hits the open field there and gets another first down. So another 10-yard gain for Addie Plants, and that's going to be another first down now at the 20-yard line. So Ken has no problem moving the ball here to start the third quarter. I mean, here's a first and 10 from the 20, and it's Morris on the keeper. He finds a little bit of room in the middle, and it's going to be a gain of about 5. So that time, Morris just fakes a handoff, tucks the ball, and just gets behind a few blockers. He actually found a really nice hole made by his offensive line, dove right up the middle, got a gain of 5, brings up a second and 5 from the 15-yard line. Boy, and 20-18, 9 minutes and 30 seconds left, and all of a sudden this Kane offense looks like it's going to be unstoppable here in the second half. I mean, as easily as they're moving the ball. Here comes another handoff to Addison Plants, and this one goes for 5 yards. This might be another first down. We'll see how close they mark it. And it is. It's a first down. So another 5-yard gain for Addison Plants. Lucas Laktosz comes up with another tackle there. He's been very active on defense here as well. His name keeps popping up. Lucas Laktosz making a lot of tackles. But meanwhile, it's first and 10 from the 10-yard or first and goal from the 10-yard line. The Kane Wolves, I mean, look like an absolute powerhouse right now. So here's another handoff to Zampogna. Or no, it's to West. And that goes for another 5 yards. It's going to be a run. It's going to be for 5 yards. Second and goal now from the 5. Not a lot going up the middle. Yeah, as Cam points out here off mic, that they're attacking the defensive ends going off to the sides. And we have mentioned, you know, just casually, that the Owls lack some height and size, particularly in
in the backfield, defensive backs, and as edge rushers. So here's second and goal from the five. Handoff again, and it's in the end zone. No problem as Addison Plants scores his second touchdown of the game. From 5 yards out, Plants charges his way into the end zone. No problem. And now it's 26-18. And all of a sudden, for the first time, the Owls are down by two possessions. And that's going to be a problem. They haven't had more than the 6-point lead that they opened with. So here's the point after try. Looks like they are going to attempt. Oh, it's a fake field goal. They're running out to the right, running out of room. Throws it up, and it's caught and dropped. So had it in his hands, and then it just rolled right through there. So the two-point conversion is no good. So they at least only stay up by 8 here. But it's 26-18 with 7:49 left in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming back from the Kane touchdown, point after try is no good after Addison Plants punches it in from 5 yards out. And that brings us to 26-18. Kane leads the Owls. I mean, and absolutely, I mean, it looked like Kane didn't even break a sweat there on their first offensive set of the half. They come out. And they kicked off to start the first quarter. So they obviously received to start the second half there. And, I mean, just drove upfield no problem. By the time they got inside into Bradford territory, they were just running for 5 yards every time, 4 or 5 times in a row. Here's the kick, and it's squibbed. And Bradford's going to take it from about the 32. A lot of sideways horizontal running there. And not a lot of gain as the Owls will take over from about the 30. So it looked like he lost some yards there. So as we mentioned, when Kane was moving the ball and they were just attacking sort of the sides there, the defensive ends, it was made known to me that AJ Gleason was moved to defensive end. So they see a fresh, maybe they saw something in video. They didn't see Gleason there before. They see him here tonight and they say, oh, there's a new guy at defensive end. Let's attack it. And, so far, it has worked out to their advantage. So, penalty here on the Owls must have been on the return because they moved the chains with it, but it's a first and 10 now from the 20 rather than the 30. So, Fitton's going to keep this one and take off to the right side. He's going to come up with a short gain on the keeper. Looks like a gain of about 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 7. Oh, they moved it back even a little bit more. It might be a gain of 2. Either way, 2nd and long, 7 or 8 yards to go for the first. 7 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Owls now not only starting to struggle on defense, but the offense is getting trouble going here in the third quarter. Here's a long pass, and it's going to Dalton Dixon, but it falls incomplete. It was basically a 50-50 pass, but Dixon was not able to come down with it. It was broken up. That makes it 3rd and long. Now we've got 3rd and about 8 yards to go, trying to get to the 30 for the first down marker, working from the 22 area inside of 7 minutes left in the third quarter. The Owls down 26-18. Can't convert here. If they give it back to Kane, it becomes a problem. Kane did make the adjustment that we talked about at halftime and brought in the free safety. And that's going to be a false start on the Owls. And that'll push him back another 5 yards, make it 3rd and 12 or 13. Third and a mile here for Bradford after going down by 8 for the first time by 2 possessions. So if the Owls can't convert on third and long, they face giving Kane back the ball with great field position as they're currently backed up to their own 16-17 yard line. Third and 13 from the 17. And the Owls need to find a way to get a big chunk of yardage here to avoid giving Kane the ball back with great possession. And that's going to be a timeout. The Owls take a timeout to avoid a delay of game. And we'll take a Tax-In timeout along with them. So Tax-In brought to you by the Tax-In Restaurant, the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls are facing a third and long situation here, but still a lot of quarter left. 7 minutes left in the third quarter, which means Renee Denfriend is our third quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. The Owls can convert here and go on to score. Or if they can get the ball back and score before the end of the third, Renee, you win a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant, just as our first and second quarter contestants did. If the Owls don't score, you win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. That's Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can enter today to either location. Each week we draw four names and assign them a quarter of the game. Here's Fitton on third and long, scrambling. And he's got a run for his life. He's almost back to the end zone, and he's going to keep it. He's going to keep it and touch out of bounds before he can really turn up field. Looks like he did turn it into a positive game, but hard to see from here where exactly he touched out of bounds. A lot of pressure from Kane there on third and long as he has to scramble and then back out. And he almost hit the goal line there. They're lined up at the 17-yard line, and he almost backed up to the goal line. So he did get a short gain. Brings up fourth and long, and the Owls bring out the punt team. And, boy, Kane is going to have great field position here. Dalton Dixon has a boot, though, as he hits a punt across midfield to the 43. And the return is broken open to inside the 40. And it's number 22, Shane Ackley for Kane, that has an excellent return for the Wolves. And they're going to start off at about the 35-yard line. Yeah, the 35-yard line. So not great field position here for Bradford. I mean, Kane, who already has proven to be hard to stop here so far in the second quarter. I mean, the whole game in general, but particularly so here in the second half, rather, not the second quarter, but starts at the 35-yard line of the Owls with an 8-point lead, 26-18. The Owls need a takeaway here, basically, is what it comes down to. Here's the snap, and it's a fake handoff to the right, hands off to the left, Addison Plants, and it's going to be, guess what, a gain of 5. So, Kane, snap to Morris, hand off to Plants, gain of 5. I believe that's been the last 4 plays in a row, dating back to the last possession. Zampogna, yeah, has been on the sideline. Haven't seen him back there. It's a number 12, and he's back by the trainer, actually. Now he's laying, as I say that, he lays down, and maybe he's working with a cramp in the calf. So early guess would be a 5-yard run to Addison Plants, but let's see. We send a man in motion. Morris awaits the snap, takes it, and it's going to be a keeper, and he'll run for 5 yards. It actually goes for closer to 7. Harley Morris on the keeper goes for a first down. 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. And this is, I mean, this is frustrating for the Owls. They're not really forcing Kane to do anything. So here's first and 10 from the 29, or 23 rather. 23. First and 10. Morris awaits the snap out of the I formation. And it's going to be a handoff to Plants out of the fullback.
Number 36, Addison Plants, running hard.
And goes for about 5 yards. I mean, I wish it was something else. It's not. It's a gain of 5. It brings up 2nd and 5 from the 18-yard line. I mean, it's going to be a problem. If they run the ball for 5 yards literally every play, it's going to be a problem. 2nd and 5, Harley Morris in the I formation again. 4 minutes and 18 seconds left in the third quarter. 26-18, Kane leads from the 18-yard line. And Bradford struggling defensively. Oh, and there's a fumble on the snap. And Bradford says they have it. Bradford says they have the ball. And the referee says it as well. The referee confirms that's a turnover. The Owls come away with a takeaway. Yeah. When Kane started this drive from about the 35-yard line, mentioned if we're going to do a battle for field position, this is a bad place to start, and Bradford was going to need a takeaway. They come away with a fumble recovery there. So now hopefully that'll spark the offense a little bit. 3 minutes and 54 seconds left. The Owls take back over. Fitton hits the field with the Owls offense at the 18-yard line. There's a quick pass to Dixon. It's dropped.
Number 56, Justin Peterson.
Looking for a screenplay to Dalton Dixon, and it is dropped incomplete. So call that 2nd and 11. And Kane had good penetration in the backfield again that play. So it's just a screenplay, and it was designed to do so. So not a lot of time there, but every time they seem to be getting through the offensive line. Another low snap. Dixon or Fitton handles it, launches it right to Wilmoth, and it's intercepted. Kane returning to the 25, broken tackle, 20 out of bounds, and it is intercepted by Shane Ackley. So after a Bradford fumble recovery, we have Shane Ackley picks off Elijah Fitton.
Shane Ackley interception. Kane takes over. 1st and 10 on the 20-yard line.
So that's going to bring up a 1st and 10 for Kane, and all said and done, the two takeaways there both came back about 3 yards. So a fumble recovery at about the 17. The pass is intercepted and returned to the 20, and that's where Kane starts off. 1st and 10 from the 20. And Harley Morris goes right back to work here. He's going to roll out to his right and gets into trouble, and he's pushed out of bounds for a loss of yards. So that's a rather big loss of yards there. It's about a 5-yard loss, looks like they're going to call it. So it's 2nd and 16 after a loss of 6. Second and 16 at the 26-yard line. 3 minutes, 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Kane still leads 26-18 over the Owls, an 8-point lead. Harley Morris has one man with him in the backfield and two wide receivers on either side. The double splits. And there's a flag on the play. I don't know if that's a delay of game. It's a false start on the offense. So everybody in the press box was kind of guessing. Did they get a timeout? Did they get is it a penalty, or did they get the timeout, or did they get the delay of game? It's a false start on the offense. So that brings up, after the 6-yard sack, brings up a 5-yard penalty and a replay of 2nd down. So that puts us at 2nd and 21 from the 31. So Kane backed way up now, still well into Bradford territory, but with a long ways to go for the first. Morris takes the snap, fakes a handoff, and then gives it to Zampogna. No, to Plants, Addison Plants. And that's another loss of yards. Owl's defense got fired up all of a sudden. And that's going to bring up, forward progress. That's, all right. Forward progress brings up 3rd and 21 from the 31. Boy, I could have sworn he lost about 4 yards on that, to be honest with you. But I am a bit of a homer calling the game for the Owls here in Kane. 2:35 left in the third quarter. 2nd and 21 from the 31. Owls with a big third down here that they need to come away with a stop. Morris awaits the snap. Ooh, just before the delay game. And he's going to air it out to the right. And it's going to fall incomplete as that one was sailed. A lot of time to get underneath it for both guys. Both the intended receiver and the defender were going to make a play on that ball. And it was a 50-50 ball that falls incomplete. So that brings up a 4th and long. And what does Kane do here? And I don't think they have a kicking unit. So it looks like they're going to line up for a punt, but they're at the 31. So it wouldn't be super surprising for a fake. Elijah Finn's back deep at around the 10-yard line. And nope, it's a legitimate punt. It goes, it's a pooch kick that goes out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. Or the 16-yard line, rather. So the Owls come away with a huge stop there. I mean, really, I think they had one defensive stop earlier in the game, but it was nowhere near as big as that one. It's down by 8, coming up close to the fourth quarter. Yeah, questionable here that with the lead and a lot of time left, that Kane decided to get away from the run a little bit when they were easily averaging 5 yards a carry. All the better for Bradford, though. 1st and 10, Fitton takes the snap, surveys to the right. He's on the run to the right, and it looks like he's keeping it. He is, and he gets a little past the line of scrimmage, gets spun around and goes out of bounds. And we'll see where they mark for 2nd down. So no gain. Gets right back to the line of scrimmage, and then he goes out of bounds. Oh, they do give him about a late change there. Gain of a yard. 2nd and 9 from the 16. The Owls looking for some life on offense here with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Down by 8, 26-18. Kane leads. Fitton takes a snap, drops back, looks to the right. He's going to keep it. He's tripped up and falls forward into the tackle. Boy, a really nice play there by Kane. The defender for Kane there to get a hand out on Elijah, because if they don't get that shoestring tackle, I think that's easily a first down. But instead, it's a 3rd and 7 from the 17. A possession-changing tackle there. And Elijah Fitton working with split backs and awaits the snap. Again, 3rd and 17. Takes a low snap. Gives it to Dalton on the screen. He's got one blocker in front of him. Needs to shake a defender, and he can't do it. It's going to bring up a 4th and about 4, I do believe. Looked like he got just past the 20-yard line. Boy, not even getting friendly markers here on the yardage. So brings up a 4th and 5. I thought it was going to be at least a 4th and 4, but a 4th and 5, 21-yard line. No choice but to punt it back away. You do make up a little bit of ground there, and if you get Dalton Dixon with a nice boot here, then the field position battle. A low snap, but a nice punt goes across the 50-yard line. A friendly bounce gets to the 43, and that's about where it'll go out of bounds. So I don't know what Dalton Dixon can't do. I know he can catch. I know he can run. I know he can stiff arm, and it seems like he could punt as well. Wouldn't be surprised to learn that he could also be real good at selling you peanuts at halftime. 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Kane takes over again on offense. Still 26-18. So we had Canes score on the opening possession of the third quarter, and we've been at that score ever since, 26-18. Canes will set up first and 10 from the 42-yard line. Harley Morris goes back to work out of the shotgun, hands it off to Zampogna back on the field. He's going to get to the 45 and dragged out of bounds. Boy, I do think they held him to just shy of 5 yards. I don't think they got to five. And that's progress is what that is. So drags him out of bounds after 4 yards, brings up a second and 6. And they'll set up at the 45-yard line. Oh, actually, a little shyer, a little shorter than that. A gain of 3 yards, actually. All right, second and 7. 45. Here's the handoff to the fullback, Addison Plants, and he's fighting his way forward. Can't quite get to midfield, which will bring up a third down and about 4. Elijah Finn with a, no, that's the end of the third quarter. Elijah Finn with a big tackle there, a big collision with Addison Plants. We've got a quarter of game yet to play. Still got a collision of the game yet to name, and we'll find out who the Owls Model T MVP of the game will be here in the next 12 minutes of play. One quarter yet as Kane leads the Owls 26-18. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, you receive nationally recognized, innovative, and personalized care in Bradford, Pennsylvania, without the hassle of driving to a major city. Experience for yourself the convenience of office visits, diagnostic ultrasounds, and procedures in the comfort of our state-of-the-art facility, all under one roof. For over 16 years, Dr. Tejera has specialized in the treatment of complex artery and vein disease. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, patients know they aren't just a number in a computer. They're names and faces of real people we work together with to achieve a better quality of life. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to the Wolves Den. One quarter yet to play. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls are fighting to claw their way back into this game. Right now down 26-18. Kane faces a third and 2. And there's a pass completed for a first down. So it's Harley Morris completes to Landon Darr. And all of a sudden there's a first and 10. And the Owls defense has been the trouble here tonight. I mean, the Kane offense looks, this second half, absolutely unstoppable. They look like Alabama out there. Here's a first and 10 from the 45 of Bradford territory, and Morris on the keeper. They got him in the backfield, but there's a flag on the play. Now, if this is without the flag, it's a loss of about 5. Nolan Gonzalez, but it's going to be holding on. So we believe that'll be declined because I believe it's a, it's a 5-yard penalty either way and a repeat of the down. So if you decline, then they lose the down. They still lose 5 yards. Oh, it's more than 5 yards. So it's a loss of 15, and it's still a loss. Still a loss of downs. So it actually brings up a second and 25 from the Kane 40. So this is the best position that the Bradford defense has been in here in the second half of gameplay. A second and 25 from the 40, and Bradford needs to capitalize on that. It's a handoff. Oh! And that is Elijah Fitton. Elijah Fitton, hands down without question, just comes up with the collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Elijah Fitton, was it a spear? I think in wrestling you call that a spear. He lifted the ball carrier up off the ground and then drove him drove his back to the ground. So Elijah Fitton, my goodness, tackle with authority. That is the collision of the game sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center. That's going to be a timeout, but I believe it's the officials taking the timeout. And we'll see, because they could either hop right back into this because the players aren't taking the sideline.
Second and long.
Oh, so they took a loss of downs before. On the penalty, it should be a replay of down, 15-yard penalty and a replay of down, but they slid the down to second down and 25. It should have been first down and 25. So now after the loss, they replay second rather than the missed replaying a first. So here is a bomb that goes downfield. A little bit of push off there on the offense, but it falls incomplete.
Pass falls in.
A little. If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing there from Szymanski on Isaiah Fitton. But it falls incomplete anyways, and that brings up a third and 25 from the 40. And the Owls again, I mean, yeah, the penalty was a well-timed bit of a godsend there as it backs them up. So the field position battle. So here's the screen to Zampogna, and he's brought down in the backfield, and it's a fumble. Bradford Owls have the ball. We'll see if he's ruled down. And they are going to call him down. So either way, it's about a 6-yard gain. So it's still fourth and 19. It's fourth and 19. That was a third down. So fourth and 19 from the 46-yard line. And Kane will have to punt away. So this is the best chance we've had at getting a good field position in the entire second half. Here's the punt. It's a pretty nice punt. Travels out of bounds, though, at about the 34-yard line. Wow, so that punt, which would have traveled inside the 20, and a friendly bounce pins Bradford inside their own 20-yard line, but instead travels out of bounds at about the 33, and that's where the Owls will get to start from with 9 minutes and 26 seconds left in the game. Still only down by 8. That time was the first time that the Owls' defense has really been able to come away with a big stop. They had the fumble recovery on the last set. They forced a punt earlier, but was still very much losing in the battle for field position, which is what the second half has turned into, really, is a battle for field position. And with the big 25-yard penalty on the last Kane drive, now that field possession is not so bad anymore. So 33-yard line, first and 10. Fitton looks to the right. It's completed to Dixon, but it's going to be a no gain, maybe a short gain on the play. So a gain of about 2 yards. So a gain of about 2 yards. I think they gave him a friendly spot there, but they gave him a fairly unfriendly one not too long ago. Maybe the last drive, 2 drives ago. So that brings up a second and 8 from the 35. Elijah Fitton with split backs awaits the snap, and he's going to drop back. He's got an open man, and it's knocked away by Cooper Nystrom. Oh, Sam Lundeen, rather. So just enough to get fingertips on the ball and knock that away. Brings up a third and long, 3rd and 8 from the 35-yard line. Very important third down here that the Owls need to convert. Down by 8 with 8:37 left in the game. It's 26-18, and now we've got another pause here in the action. They are inspecting the ball, and they will swap it out for a new one. Somebody had the spider tack out there on the field, I guess. Next thing you know, we'll be checking helmets and belts. An important 3rd and 8 from the 35 for the Owls. Fitton takes the snap, looks to the left, and he hits his man, but it's dropped. That was for Lucas Laktash. Runs a go route and then slants out to the sideline there and drops the pass.
Fitton's pass falls incomplete.
And now a 4th and 8 and another punt situation as Dalton Dixon comes out as the punter. The Wolves send Shane Ackley deep to return. He's set up at about the 38-yard line. And the snap sails over Dalton's head, but he's able to corral it. The punt goes deep. It goes bounces towards the Kane territory. So a friendly bounce there for Bradford, and it travels inside the 30-yard line. Gets to about the 28. We do see a flag near where the blockers would have been setting up for the Kane returner, and it's holding on Kane. So again, 8:22 yet to play in the fourth quarter. The Owls trailing Kane by 8. It's Kane 26, Owls 18. And we're going to squeeze in a quick 30-second break here. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Just in time to come back before the first and 10 for Kane here following the penalty. So they start first and 10 from their own 14. Best field position that Bradford has been in. And there's a pitch to Zampogna, and it's fumbled. Kane jumped on top of it, but Zampogna again. So he lost the ball, but he was down last time. The ball popped out as he went to the knees. This time he was fully upright, and that ball popped out again. He was getting treatment on the sideline earlier for what looked like a cramp. You wonder if something's bothering him or... They've also switched out the balls once or twice. So, boy, it's a weird situation. Zamboni has just popped two balls out of there here late in the game. 7 minutes, 40 seconds left, 2nd and 9 after a gain of 1. And there's an offsides. We assume, anyways, it'll be an offsides on Bradford, and it is. So the Owls get hit with a 5-yarder, and it'll bring up 2nd and 4, literally the worst possible time to start adding penalties into the mix. As you're already trying to claw back from an 8-point deficit, you're slowly running out of time. I mean, we've been down by 8 since the second possession, or the Owls' first possession, rather, the second possession overall of the third quarter. You've been down to by 8 since then. Now there's 7:36 left in the game. You've been trying to claw back that entire time, and now a penalty. There's a dog pile right near the line of scrimmage on 2nd and 4. So Addison Plants gets a, I believe, no gain, maybe a loss of 1. We're going to call it 3rd and it's a long 4, really. 3rd and a long 4 from the 20-yard line. And Harley Morris takes the snap in the eye and lets it fly, goes overhead, and it'll fall incomplete. So another 4th down. I mean, the Owls defense has been able to stop Kane here in the fourth quarter, but the offense now is what's stumbling. The Owls just haven't been able to put it in the first half. They played very well on both sides of the ball. The defense was struggling overall. But in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, we saw Kane score on 2-play possessions. So the defense wasn't doing that the entire game. But now it's like the defense is finally picking it up. The offense is now struggling. They haven't been able to put the two sides together and get hot at the same time here in the second half. And that's the story of still being down by 8 here with 7 minutes left to play. Here's the punt by Kane. And Fitton picks it up at the 43. And it's just a short return of about 3 or 4 yards. So that brings up 1st and 10 for the Owls. This is, again, they have turned the battle of field position around. They are now winning that battle. They're going to start 1st and 10 from the 48-yard line, their own territory. Whereas before, they were pinned inside their own 20 every time they got the ball. So 6:47 now left in the game. 26-18, the Owls offense retake the field. Fitton has split backs and 2 receivers to the left. And one to the right, fitting out of the shotgun. Awaits the snap. There it is. It's a handoff. And he's wrapped up in the backfield. Wrapped up in the backfield is A.J. Gleason. See if we can rattle off some District 9 scores before we get into the next play, second and 14. Keystone over Brockway, 17-6 in the fourth. Red Bank Valley is still shutting out Elk County Catholic, 51-0 at the end of the third. Here's second and 14. Fitton looking for a man downfield. Doesn't quite have the separation. And really, Dixon ends up being the one to break up the pass. It was almost intercepted. Otto Eldred over Cameron County, 28-6 with 5:44 left in the fourth. Smithport over Port Allegheny, 27-14, end of the third quarter. Carnes City over Central Clarion, 37-6. With 4.5 minutes left in the fourth. Brookville over Punxsutawney, 35-6 with 7:18 left. St. Mary's over Dubois, 14-7. Ridgeway over Manitowoc, 42-14. Clearfield over Penns Valley, 46-7. And here's another long throw, and there's nobody there. Elijah Finn aired that one out, but nobody was able to get to it. And that brings up a fourth down. If the Owls are going to keep punt, if the Owls and Kane are going to keep punting back and forth, I believe Dixon has the slight edge on the leg, but unfortunately, Kane has an 8-point edge in points, so punting back and forth isn't going to get anything done. 6 minutes now left in the game, 26-18. Kane leads. Dixon back for the punt, and it's another bomb. This one goes inside the 20. It gets caught at about the 15. So this one will be returned to about the 32-yard line by Shane Ackley. But if he doesn't catch that one, I mean, it was a bit of a bullet, so not a lot of time for to get downfield. If that doesn't get returned, if they find a way to get down there, that rolls to the 10. Easy. Dixon has a boot. Kane is going to take over first and 10 from the 33. 5 minutes and 51 seconds left in the game. The Owls have been held scoreless here in the second half of play after a really good first half. Meantime, if they can score here in the next 6 minutes, here's a first and 10 handoff, gain of about 2 for Kane. It'll make Rick Wallen a winner. Dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant, as Rick Wallen is our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Rick, if the Owls don't score here, no worries. You still win. You win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Same as Renee Denfren did in the third quarter. But again, if they score, you get the dinner. Same as Brenda Morris and Justin Donald French did in the second and first quarter. Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is going on all Owls football season long. You just head over to either Toji's location. You get yourself signed up. We draw four names every week and assign them a quarter. Once your name is pulled, you're already a winner. Here is a Morris keeper up the middle, and that's going to be a nice gain and to bring up a third and 3. Third and short situation. If Kane can convert here, Bradford is going to be right up against it. I mean, you're already down by 8 with under 5 minutes left, which is still plenty of time to come back, only an 8-point deficit. But if they get a first down here and they're able to kill a clock, this is a problem. Morris is going to scramble. He's got a wide open man for a first down, and he's tackled out of bounds at the Bradford 48-yard line. So they convert the third and short. They get to about 4 minutes and 16 seconds left in the game with a fresh set of downs. And that changes the Owls' chances of a comeback here drastically, pending some sort of takeaway, an interception, fumble recovery, and even if you get that takeaway, it's got to come alongside a huge change in what the offense is able to do since the start of the third quarter. Here's the snap. It's a fumble, but Morris is able to pick it up. He's got a scramble out to the right. He's got plenty of guys in the backfield chasing him down, and he's leveled after a loss of about 5 yards. Almost lost the ball there. Morris somehow was able to get down and pick it up and still stay on his feet. No idea how he did that. I'm too old to have been thinking about somehow moving that quickly while picking something up and not falling over. My brain couldn't quite comprehend how that worked. But it is still a loss of yards and a holding on Kane. So we're looking at first and 25 situation. First and 25, yeah. First and 25 from the 38-yard line of Kane territory. So that one backs him up a lot. 15-yard penalty there. Still only 3 minutes and 13 seconds left to play. But Kane will take a timeout. So we'll take a Texan timeout with him as well. That actually helps the Owls. The Kane timeout there stops the clock. While Kane leads by 8, 26-18, a Texan timeout. Brought to you by the Texan Restaurant, the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. A Texan timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
We're back at the Wolves Den for Bradford Owls football from Kane on WESB Sports. 3 minutes and 13 seconds remain in the game. Kane has the ball and an 8-point lead, 26-18, but they are backed up to first and 23 from the 38-yard line of their own territory. So if the Owls are going to attempt the comeback, they need to do something here from this situation. First and 23 from the Kane 38. 3 minutes and 13 seconds left, down by 8. And Zampogna receives the ball from the backfield. Nice little screen play there. And it's a positive gain, but not by a lot. It might even be less than a yard. So now it's 2 minutes and 46 seconds left. No timeout taken. So at second and 24, Morris drops back, rolls out to his left. He lets one go, and it's dropped. And there's a flag on the play. It's going to be after the fact, and it's going to be on the Owls. I can almost guarantee you that. Boy, I believe that's going to be on the Owls, and I think that's going to just about kill the game. Yeah, it's pass interference on Bradford. So that's going to be a 50-yard penalty? Oh, no, not quite that far. So it only gets him to the 47, 20-yarder. I mean, that's a tough one. That's not a tough one. It's a bad one. I mean, the guys, the hometowners for Kane are calling it a tough call, which means we're calling it a bad call. We're calling it a bad call. If the homers for Kane call it a tough call, we know that. We call it a bad call. That's how we know that. 2.5 minutes left to play. Brings up a second and 8 from the 47. And there's a wide open. It is a wide open reception. Scott Szymanski for a first down. The pass interference doesn't happen. The first down doesn't happen. Now we're looking at a fourth down. Not that the Owls have shown particularly a lot on offense here in the fourth, but, you know, to take away the chance for them to show something. Meanwhile, we have an Owl down near the 25-yard line, near the left hash mark of the 25-yard line. Can't see the numbers yet. Are taking the sideline. Try to find out who the injured Owl is and just how serious it looks during a quick 30-second injury timeout. This is Bradford Owls, WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owl that was down on the play was Elijah Fitton. It looks to be a cramp as he got up. He kind of limped off the field, but now he's trying to stretch it back out. We've got first and 10 for Kane, and it's Morris on the keeper. He gets absolutely creamed at the 9-yard line, but bounces back up no problem. So we're here now after the pass interference call. It was a rough call. It was a rough call. It was after the ball was already dropped and the play was over with. Then we see a flag come out. We've got Kane homers here calling it a tough call. And then immediately after that, it's a first down. That's following a second or third and 25. Now we're looking at first and 10, first and goal from the 10. It actually looks like they have enough room for a first down. So maybe first and 10 from the 11. And that's going to be a Kane timeout. I believe that's their last one. With a minute 43 left in the game, they run the clock down to a minute 43 and take a timeout. So we'll take a Texan timeout along with them. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Kane takes their final timeout of the game, still leading 26-18 with a minute 43 left in the game. They do have the down markers up, so it looks like they're working with a first and 10 from the 11. Not quite enough for a first and goal situation. And another tough break for the Owls. I mean, it's 2 weeks in a row that the Owls basically lose their chance at a comeback late in the fourth quarter. Last week was the roughing the passer on the interception. I mean, that interception goes back to the 5-yard line. So that one, I mean, they're in great position to score there and take the lead. They're only down by 3. This one's a little different. They're down by 8. It wasn't an interception return to the 5-yard line that got called back. It was just a good chunk of yardage that allowed Kane to get a first down on the ensuing play. And they're down by 8 and haven't been able to produce offense here in the second half. So it's, you know, that defensive pass interference doesn't change the game by any means, but it is pretty much the nail in the coffin. Here's Morris with a handoff, and it'll be a touchdown if there's no flag, and there isn't. So Addy Plants now with his third touchdown of the game. No, Zampogna. So it's Zampogna's touchdown, his second of the game. An 11-yard TD for Zampogna is his second of the game.
Touchdown of the night.
And here's the point after try.
Wolves 32, Bradford Owls.
It's a high snap, but the kick is low and no good. So that makes it 32.
Attempt is no good.
32-18, Kane leaves the Owls with 1 minute and 37 seconds left in the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
WESB Sports.
Back to Kane here for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And we'll see what the Owls choose to do with a minute 37 seconds left in the game. Kane's about to kick off following their most recent touchdown, an 11-yard rush by Ricky Zampogna. Puts him up 32-18. We might see a little Talon Reese here at the end of the game. We'll see exactly what the Owls choose to do. But Reese, remember last week, comes in
when Fitton goes to the sideline with a calf cramp, which he just did on the last defensive series. So Reese came in last week, went 1 for 1 with 35 yards and a touchdown. So not bad appearance there for Reese. Don't know how the QB rating works out, but I would assume it's at least fairly high. So we'll see. He might make an appearance here tonight as well. Kane set the kickoff up 32-18, 1 minute 37 seconds. There is the kick, and it goes to Fitton, who works his way through the middle. And, boy, a nice return there from Elijah Fitton. He goes to about the 42-yard line. He breaks one more tackle there, and I think he finds his way at least to the middle of the field with a lot of room to run. So Fitton doing his best out there to make something happen. But he gets to about the 41-yard line, and the Owls take over first and 10. The offense has been fairly stale here in the second half. After absolutely lighting it up in the first half, 250-some passing yards for Fitton in the first half, and I believe he has not that. Next to nothing here in the second. He had, like, I think 2 yards in the third quarter. Minute 28, Owls, first and 10. Fitton takes the snap, looks to the left, sends it to Laktash for a first down. And that is, I believe it's a first down for a 10-yard gain. Gets it to the 48-yard line. So 48-yard line, first and 10, in Kane territory, minute 16. And Fitton drops back, looks again to the left side, and it's Laktash's direction again. This one is broken up and falls incomplete. Stops the clock at 1 minute and 11 seconds. Kane still leads 32-18 after the Owls. I mean, really, on both sides of the ball, kind of just fell off the table here at halftime. The offense wasn't able to move the ball. The defense wasn't able to stop the ball. And somehow still only down by 14. Here is another catch by Laktash. So if nothing else, Laktash padding stats out here. I mean, he's had a heck of a game. Oh, that one was Dixon. And it goes for about 7 yards. We'll call it third and three. Third and three from the 41. Third and three from the 42. Fitton tries to escape it in the backfield there, and he's going to go keep it himself and pick up the first down with his legs. He will do so and get, I think, just shy of the 35. It's a gain of about 6. Either way, it's a first down. Yeah, already this drive, the Owls have more offensive yards than they have had the entire half before this drive. Here's another pass complete. This one goes to Troy Adkins, and it stays in bounds as the clock ticks to 40 seconds. The Owls would love, I'm sure, to find one more touchdown here in the last 40 seconds of the game, save a little bit of face. And now Fitton rolling out to the right. He's in trouble. The defender dives, so he gets a little bit of time here. He's going to stay on his feet and make the play. And he's going to take it to about the 30-yard line. Does get out of bounds. Stops the clock at 22 seconds. And I believe that brings up a third down and 3. 2 seconds. Third down. 3 yards for the first. 29 yards for the touchdown. And Fitton is looking to the right. He's going to air it out. He's looking for Laktash, but it's intercepted in the end zone. And that's the game. If it wasn't already over, it's Ackley. And he had the interception earlier for Kane. So Shane Ackley, number 22 for Kane. His second interception of the night with 15 seconds left on the clock. And that, the Wolves will come out and take a knee with 15 seconds left and presumably end the game. As long as there's no funny business here, we should be able to send it into the post game. There's Harley Morris takes a knee, and the clock will run down inside of 5 seconds. So your final score is Kane, 32. Your Bradford Owls, 18. So the Owls will fall to 0-3, and Kane will move to 2-1. We've got a quick post-game show, so stick around. We'll do a scoring recap and stats after a two-minute break. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilkes Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service & Collision, and Kenjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls post-game show here on WESB Sports. We are broadcasting from Kane, where the Owls just lost their Week 3 matchup against the Wolves, 32-18. The Owls are going to fall to 0-3 on the season, but let's first talk about how we got here. So we're going to do a quick scoring recap. And then my statistician and spotter, Cameron Snodgrass, coach of the Bradford Raptors, will chime in here and give us our offensive stats for the Owls. Now, if you joined us at the halftime show, I think you'll find that there probably wasn't a ton of change in the statistics for the Owls offense, but there was some. And just in case you weren't here for halftime, we will recap that anyways. But first, the scoring recap. The Owls elect to receive on kickoff. They take that first drive to the house, and it ends with Elijah Fitton to Lucas Laktash touchdown, a 26-yarder, no less. The point after attempt is no good, and that makes it 6-0 Owls lead. The Wolves answer right back almost immediately as they drive downfield, and Addison Plants goes for a 19-yard rush, and that makes it 6-6 after their point after try is no good as well. Actually, both point after attempts went low. Abby Nuzos went low, and then the Kane Wolves actually hit an Owls defender in the chest. So kind of a weird night for extra kicks. Anyways, the Owls, we end the first quarter 6-6. The Owls in the second quarter strike first again. This time, Elijah Finn to Dalton Dixon goes for a 10-yard touchdown. That was after the crazy possession that included the lob pass to Wilmoth, where literally Fitton throws up a prayer and Wilmoth answers it. And then Dixon scores the 10-yarder. Point after try is no good. That makes it 12-6. Bradford leads again by one possession. Then Harley Morris finds Ackley for his first touchdown of the night. That's a 32-yard strike. The two-point conversion is ran in by Morris, and all of a sudden Kane goes up for the first time of the night, 14-12. Then the Owls answer back again. It's Elijah Fitton on a 72-yard strike to Lucas Laktash. They just go right over the top with, and it goes for 72 yards as the Kane didn't have a free safety out there for the entire first half. So Laktash was basically in a foot race with a guy that he already had a two-step head start with. That goes to the house for a touchdown. Two-point conversion is attempted but no good, and that gives the Owls an 18-14 lead. Then Kane answers back. Morris goes to Zampogna for a 6-yard touchdown pass. It's Zampogna's first touchdown of the game, though he was big on offense all night long. The 2-point conversion is no good, and Kane leads 20-18, a 2-point lead heading into halftime. Then we come out in the third quarter, and Kane comes out right away and scores on their first drive of the third quarter. It's Addison Plants with a 5-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion is no good. Now they have a 8-point lead, 26-18. Bradford comes away with a fumble recovery. Kane comes away with the interception. Bradford comes away with a stop. Kane with a stop. Kane then scores an 11-yard touchdown. Zampogna with his second touchdown of the game. Point after try is no good, 32-18. And then to end the game, Ackley comes away with his second touchdown of the night. And we end 32-18. Owls drop to 0-3 on the season. Now over to Cameron Snodgrass for the offensive stats of the game for the Bradford Owls.
All right, so we started off, Fitton was pretty hot, but he did finish off the night a 21-33 performance for 287 yards with 3 touchdowns and the 2 interceptions. Leading receivers was Lucas Laktash. He came down with 6 catches for 135 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Dalton Dixon came away with 5 catches for 81 yards and 1 touchdown. And for our MVP of the game, we're going to give that to Lucas Laktash for that performance. That was a phenomenal first half by him.
Yeah, Laktash, after missing last week, absolutely came out and dominated tonight at wide receiver. So a nice job from him. Coming back from the quarantine as well.
And for the collision of the game, we're going to go ahead and give that to Elijah Fitton, where he had that phenomenal tackle with the face right under the chest plate of the Kane player, lifted him up off his feet and drove him into the ground. Good form tackle.
Yeah, a WWE spear. He looked like a professional wrestler out there. I mean, it was a perfect form tackle. He picked him up by the legs, drove his shoulder into the chest, face plate into the chest plate, or a face mask into the chest plate, drove him down. So that's your collision of the game, brought to you by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street, and your Owls Model T MVP of the week, Lucas Laktash, sponsored by the Model T in Derrick City. Way to go. Again, the Owls drop to 0-3 on the season. Next week, they will face off against Ridgeway at home. Ridgeway is a pretty tough team so far this year, so we'll see how things fare out. The Owls obviously have some things to work on in practice this week, mainly on defense, but they were able to show us again the offense, the passing plays. But it did die off there in the second half, so we'll see how they deal with that as well. And Kane, now 1-1 on the season. For my statistician and spotter tonight, Cameron Snodgrass, and for my producer and sound engineer, Nick Young's back at the station, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.